Hi, I'm Grant Brown. I'm a researcher with the Department of Agriculture and Fisheries in Toowoomba, Queensland. I've just completed a project funded by the AgriFutures Australia Chicken Meat Program on the potential energy savings of using variable speed fans for meat chicken sheds. Recent research has shown that up to 70% of power used on farm is consumed by the exhaust fans. With rising electricity prices, meat chicken farmers are looking for methods and technologies that will reduce the cost of running exhaust fans. One technology that is gaining popularity is direct drive speed controlled fans, commonly referred to as variable speed fans. Variable speed fans are fans that can operate at reduced speeds and are not limited to one fixed speed, like traditional single speed fans. This gives them more flexibility and, when used correctly, more energy savings. Since 2017, I've been investigating how these fans work and gathering performance data on a number of models that are currently available to Australian poultry farmers. The aim of this is to shed light onto why variable speed fans may be a good option for meat chicken farmers in Australia. When it comes to power consumption and fans, rotational speed, or RPM, is key in determining how much power they consume. And as a general rule, increasing a fan's speed will increase its air output by roughly the same amount. But the amount of power it consumes will be much greater. Practically speaking, this means that if you reduce a fan speed by 25%, its airflow will drop by around 25% as well, but its power consumption may decrease by up to 55%. This principle is the main reason why variable speed fans use much less power when compared to traditional belt-driven single speed fans. This project used collected data from previous AgriFutures projects to determine how often the fans turn on and off, how many fans are running, and how the shed airflow requirements change throughout a typical batch. I use this data to estimate the energy consumption of different fan models, and I've found that variable speed fans can offer substantial power savings over single speed fans, especially when the fans are not required to operate at full speed. When analysing the fan activity data, I also found that for over 90% of a batch, fans can be operated at less than maximum speed, and therefore can offer farmers considerable power savings. An on-farm trial comparing actual power usage with single-speed fans and variable-speed fans would probably provide more conclusive data, but this desktop study is a promising indication that variable-speed fans can offer farmers substantial power savings. If you would like more information about variable-speed fans and their potential for power savings, please visit the AgriFutures website. There, you can download a spreadsheet comparing various fan models to help you determine if switching to variable-speed fans may be an economically viable option for you.